With Democrats soon to hold the House, Rhode Island Representative Jim Langevin is set to take over as chairman of the House Armed Services Emerging Threats and Capabilities Subcommittee. He's long been a proponent of scrupulous cybersecurity, and he plans to bring that to his leadership role next year. Federal News Network's Scott Massioni spoke with Langevin about his plans for January and beyond.
Republicans have left some important oversight work on the table, notably the issue of cybersecurity. I'm certainly going to follow the issue of election security very closely. And as you know, the defense cyber strategy was very forward-leaning. And so we want to make sure that we're exercising rigorous oversight in the realm of cybersecurity. Certainly a big focus of HASC and Committee on Homeland Security will be working to hold the administration accountable on these top strategies, both the DOD cyber strategy, the White House cyber strategy, and the Homeland Security cyber strategy. We want to make sure that they're held accountable and that we're properly implementing these new strategies. But I'm also very concerned too about the fact that the cybersecurity coordinator in the White House was fired. Ostensibly, that position was eliminated by John Bolton. How are we coordinating cybersecurity is going to be an ongoing focus of what I'm concerned about. And then beyond that, we're going to also continue to track the evolution of authorities delegated to U.S. Cybercom, especially those under the new National Security Policy Memorandum, and ensure that they continue to build toward global stability in cyberspace. I'm also very proud to have been appointed as a member of the Cyber Security Solarium Commission that was created in the FY19 NDAA. And so members are now being appointed, and I look forward to that commission meeting soon. But that will chart the overall strategy, U.S. strategy in cyberspace going forward. In very much the first Solarium Commission that was created basically defining the strategy of how we deal with the USSR. That strategy served the U.S. well going forward, and the West well in how to confront and deal with an emerging former USSR. And now the same kind of construct or model will be focused on what should U.S. cyber strategy be going forward. So I'm looking forward to being a part of that. Beyond that, we're going to work to ensure that DHS and DOD are properly resourced to protect U.S. interests, especially with the stand-up of the new Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, which is being signed into law this morning, as I understand it, by the President. But that had been a couple of years in the making, and it's a great morale boost, but it gives a better definition of what this reorganization, what their mission is. And I'm very grateful for the work of the men and women of DHS and what they're doing in protecting the nation in cyberspace. And this gives them more clarity in their mission. So we're going to continue to track implementation of the Cybersecurity Act of 2015. That's the information sharing legislation that passed the Congress to ensure that there was broad and robust information sharing between the government and the private sector, and then the private sector back to the government. I can tell you that that has not lived up to its potential or what I had certainly hoped we would accomplish in terms of sharing robust threat information, threat signatures at network speed, machine speed. That has not happened at all to the level it needs to happen. So we're going to continue to focus on that and ensure that the new authorizations and liability protections are meaningfully contributing to our cybersecurity. And the last thing I'll mention in terms of cyber priorities, I've introduced a data breach notification law in this Congress. I'll be reintroducing that next Congress. But we have 50 different state laws right now that govern when data breach notification has to happen in terms of notifying customers that their data has been compromised. My bill would bring a uniform 30-day standard It would put the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, in charge of coordinating response when there is a a breach that occurs, and determine whether or not customers actually need to be notified, and also incentivizes companies to do more to protect customer data. So those are the, it's a pretty full agenda and a basket of things that I'm going to be focusing on, like the Congress needs to focus on, but I'm excited about what's coming next in January, and I'm ready to hit the ground running.
Great. And you mentioned the Cybersecurity Sharing Act. What are your concerns with that? Is it when it comes to not enough sharing? Is it the industry side that's not giving up what they have, or is it government that's not taking in enough? Where are your concerns with that?
My hope it would be that most of the Fortune 500 companies and a significant number of the Fortune 5,000 companies would be both taking in the threat signatures and threat information that the government is providing to them, and that then we'd have robust sharing back with those companies, both the Fortune 500 and the Fortune 5,000 companies. The reality is, right now, that by last count, we had only six companies sharing back with the government, and only around 200 or so companies that were even accepting the threat signatures that the government is offering. That just seems incomprehensible to me that the numbers would be that low, but that's the reality, and we've got to do better.
And do you chalk that up to their fear of losing proprietary information, or do you know why there's not that much interest?
It is unclear, and there's probably a variety of reasons for it, but no reason, not enough, in my mind, the reasons aren't good enough. And you know, we need to get our arms around why and how we can incentivize the more robust information sharing. Look, the only way we're going to really effectively protect ourselves in cyberspace, our companies, and the government is to inoculate all of us when we know of a threat signature that could pose harm. I mean.
And you mentioned the DoD cyber policy and how that's a little more aggressive, or a lot more aggressive, than previous strategies. What in particular concerns you about that strategy, and what do you really think you need to keep your eye on as when it comes to oversight?
You know, it's the unintended consequences. If we are going to be more proactive in cyberspace, I think that can be a good thing. Working with allies, having a international coordination is essential, and we need to have, by the way, a cybersecurity coordinator at the State Department. That's another position that was eliminated by the current administration. Big mistake. Cybersecurity is not just a U.S. problem or challenge. It's an international problem and challenge that we need to work on together. And having an international focus, and having somebody at the State Department who's going to help coordinate those cyber strategies and responses is essential, and that was a major step backward.
Rhode Island Democratic Representative Jim Langevin speaking with Federal News Network's Scott Massioni. Be sure to check Scott's story at federalnewsnetwork.com.